Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
My goodness. So, yeah, David, you were listening. It was right after the Farm and Ranch report, and I was talking about the gender bender that Greg Gutfeld talked about the Democrats being on. And so I just couldn't help resist. I just kind of threw it out there. Could you imagine a cattle auctioneer having to use non-gender specific language when conducting a cattle auction? No more bull sales. No more talking about bred heifers. I mean, no, steers? Whoa, hey, you might offend the... What? Never mind. You know what I'm saying?
And then my comment was, that would be hilarious, and it would be even funnier if you could get some Eastern Montana farmer rancher guy to go in and do it, because that would be hilarious to see one of these Eastern Montana rancher tough guys to, you know, talking about using all this gender neutral language.
Oh yeah, so get like one of these actual cattle auctioneers to record a monologue featuring non-gender specific language. So I won't go through the full monologues here. So David and I were sitting there BSing during the break, and I was like, I should go into these AI platforms. No, not artificial insemination for you cattle ranchers that AI, we're talking about artificial intelligence, or I like the term augmented intelligence. So Grok is Elon Musk's platform, and then you got ChatGPT. So I literally asked both of these platforms, I said, make me a funny cattle auction monologue that uses non-gender specific language to describe the cattle auction or bull sale. And I started just reading some of them, and we were just rolling laughing in here. So
we can't leave the audience hanging. You got to read a couple of those first couple.
Should we do a couple of them? Okay, I was going to ask you, should we wait or should we do them now?
No, you got to do a couple of them.
All right, folks, welcome to the finest cattle auction this side of the fence line. We got beefy beauties, grass-fed athletes, and four-legged hay disposals just waiting to find their forever pastures. If you're here for a deal, keep your hands ready. If you're here for the free coffee, well, bless your heart, and watch out for lot number 12. They tried to eat my notepad earlier. First up, we got lot number 1, a prime specimen of bovine excellence. They got the muscle of a weightlifter, the appetite of a teenager, and the personality of your favorite in-law.
I noticed you referred to the cow as a they. So these are they-them cows.
They're they-them cows. Yep, no more steers and heifers. This is they-them cows. What was the other one? Now, that was ChatGPT. What did Grok have for us here? Let's see. Here we go. Where was the one that I like here? Let's see, about the gym rats. Something about the gym rat. Oh, here we go. Look at this prime specimen, folks. This isn't just any cow. This is a four-legged feast with a pedigree longer than your Uncle Bob's fishing stories. Check out those muscles. More defined than a gym rat's selfie on social media. Perfect for anyone looking to beef up their herd or their barbecue.
Man. You're good at that. That's
49,
fantastic.
59, 59. I want to go to auctioneer school. One day, I think it would be so fun. I don't know if I could ever actually do it, but yeah. Man, that would be cool.
No, I think a little audio clip of what you just had taken out of context and then played as a little promo would be awesome.
I could get USAID funding to be a non-gender-specific cattle auctioneer all over America.
That's a great idea.
What a scam that would be.
You could get easily millions for that.
Oh, millions. I'd finally get that house on Flathead Lake.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today, highs will stay in the upper 20s to around 30. For tonight, with mostly cloudy skies, some snow showers possible, light snow then likely on Friday, with a few inches of accumulation. Low temperatures for tonight, staying around at 10. On Friday, with light snow, highs will range in the upper teens to low 20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It's February 6th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Safer Internet Day, which promotes secure usage of online services and honors how far the World Wide Web has come. The day started in Europe in 2004 and recognized in the U.S. in 2012. Also on this date, 1935,
building hotels together and going to jail together.
The Parker Brothers board game Monopoly went on sale for the first time. Astronaut Alan Shepard becomes the first person to play golf on another planet, using a modified six iron to hit a pair of golf balls on the moon in 1971. Born on this day in 1911, the 40th president of the United States, Ronald Reagan. He served two terms from 1981 to 1989. Reggae legend Bob Marley, born in 1945. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. We will get serious. I promise we'll get serious now. Maybe. David Noble, before we start getting into the great phone calls and more, what do you want to yap about this morning? I usually wait till the end. I'm like, hey, I just threw 30 things at you, but what do you want to talk about?
Okay, so I wanted to talk. So you had a great conversation yesterday with a whole bunch of folks. From the Flathead Warming Center, and then people that were calling in about it, and I think the county and perhaps the city. And I wanted to just clarify something, which is you guys were talking a whole lot about sort of whether or not we should, whether we like homeless shelters and whether a homeless shelter is a good idea or not. That's got nothing to do with the case. Totally irrelevant to the case. That has literally nothing to do with the case. What the case is about zoning permits and whether the government can just take away your zoning permit when you've done nothing wrong. And there's a lot of misunderstanding out there. And frankly, Perry in Columbus had a call, and love Perry in Columbus. And he made a statement on his call, which is, he said, I assume that they took away the permit for the warming center for a good reason or for a valid reason. That's the whole thing. They didn't. The warming center never violated any law. They've never done anything wrong. And actually, if you violate a zoning permit, there's actually a process that's spelled out to enforce the zoning laws on a zoning permit. The problem is that there's a whole bunch of businesses all across the state with zoning permits. And in fact, I bet we've got a zoning permit for this building. And do we want a system where, you actually talk about the Liberal City Council here in Billings quite a bit. Do we want a system where, hey, the Liberal City Council here in Billings doesn't like the fact that Aaron Flint is talking about the Liberal Billings City Council. And so they're just going to take away the permit to operate a business here. And so now you can't operate your business because there was a political decision to take away your zoning permit when you've done nothing wrong. Okay, that's a private property rights issue. That's a constitutional rights issue. That's a due process rights issue. There's a whole bunch. And I would encourage everybody to read the actual complaint in that lawsuit that I signed, and that's on the federal. It's publicly available in the federal court. You can publish it on your Montana Talks website.
So we had
egregious what happened.
We had a great conversation. First off, we had Flathead County Commissioner Brad Abel on this show, and who aired a lot of complaints that we've heard from a bunch of people that live in and around the Flathead Warming Center. And so then the Warming Center, Institute for Justice is the organization that is taking on their case to sue the city for what they believe was wrongfully taking away their operating permit. Then they wanted to respond. So, yeah, we tried to do two things yesterday. One, we tried to have the Warming Center director you know, address the concerns that several of our listeners and several residents in Kalispell have raised with the problems that people believe they have there at that warming center.
And they admitted that. Hey, we agree that homeless.
I think
Jeff Rose affirmatively said, we're not disputing the fact that homeless people in public, urinating in public, sleeping in the parks, that's a bad thing. You know what's so funny about this, Aaron? Is whose responsibility is it to prevent crimes from happening? That's the city's responsibility, not the warming center. And so the city and the county, because they can't, their jails are full too. They can't arrest people either. And so, homeless people are committing crimes. You know whose problem that is? That's the city's problem. That's the county's problem.
That was a point I made is that I think the warming center, I think when Missoula shows us that if you build it, they will come. If you offer so many services, so many benefits to transients.
Again, that has nothing to do with the case, though.
Yeah,
we're not talking about whether we want homeless shelters. We're talking about whether the city can unilaterally revoke your permit when you've done nothing
wrong. Let me first off say, so David is the local counsel on this case, and we mentioned that during the show yesterday. What I wonder, as somebody who's watching this from afar, is, okay, so you're saying that the city did not have the right to take away their permit. I think it was Andy and Whitefish yesterday messaged us and said this was a conditional permit that this warming center had to operate. And the city and the county, I would imagine, would argue that the shelter is in violation of their operating permit.
That's what's so interesting about this, Aaron. And so that's why I'm trying to say, and that's why Tanya was, I think, trying to say there's a lot of misunderstandings of the facts out there. And that's one of them, which is, okay, so first of all, a zoning permit, the conditions on a zoning permit are, hey, you're going to have so many parking spaces. You're going to build your building according to the plans that have been approved by the city. And those are the conditions for their zoning permit. Just like, look, apartment buildings have zoning permits. Barbershops have zoning permits. And those zoning permits are conditioned on the number of parking spaces and building the building according to the plans. And the city of Kalispell affirmatively admitted in federal court that the city or that the warming center has not violated a single condition of their permit.
Oh, really?
They have not violated a single ordinance. They've done nothing wrong. They've not violated any laws. There's been no ordinance enforcement action taken. This was a unilateral political decision to take away a vested property right, and by the way, when you get a zoning permit to operate a business or to build a commercial building to operate a business in, that zoning permit, then you get that. And actually here in the warming center spent $1 million of private money outfitting that building in reliance upon the fact that they've got a property right in that permit that as long as they don't violate the law, as long as they don't violate their conditions, they have that right to have that permit end up, and they spent $1 million on it. And they did nothing wrong. And then the city comes in and says, hey, we don't like homeless people. And hey, I actually do have a heart for homeless people. But if you don't like homeless people, fine. Homeless people.
I think everybody has a heart for homeless people. Even supporters on that city council that have supported the warming center have said things have gotten out of hand with that warming center. That you've got people that don't feel comfortable walking down their city trails because of what's going on.
The city needs to enforce the laws. The police department needs to do that. I made that point as well. That's not the warming center's fault.
Well, you know, there are programs that do a good job of policing and having accountability on their locations. But I do think the city plays a role here, too.
The warming center does, too.
Yeah, interesting. All right, hold that thought.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
I once worked for an electric utility with a program that encouraged customers to get rid of their second refrigerators. The idea was a little complicated. Pay people to drop off their old refrigerators, it was thought, and the demand for electricity would fall as they were unplugged. That means fewer expensive electric plants were needed and kept the growth and rates in check. There's only one problem. The old refrigerators were replaced, not simply unplugged, by cooperating customers, and the impact on demand was minimal. Research finds the same thing for agricultural land use programs. Given the freedom to choose specific plots of land to set aside to lie fallow or to remain uncut for forest land, landowners choose plots that they weren't going to plow or cut anyway, essentially collecting payments to take actions they were already planning to do. The popularity of these kinds of options is less easy to understand, but their objectives are unfulfilled. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Secure in America.
Over 8,000 illegal migrants have now been taken into custody since the Trump border crackdown began. Tuesday night, the first flight, including those to be held at Guantanamo Bay, arrived in Cuba. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
There were 10 members of the transnational gang Tren de Aragua on this flight.
In Guatemala Wednesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke about that country's president agreeing to accept flights of deported migrants.
His willingness to accept not just nationals, but those from other nationalities as they seek to ultimately return to their own homelands is also important.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth spoke about the issue in El Paso earlier this week.
Border security is national security.
Hegseth was joined by border czar Tom Homan.
Less women and children be sex trafficked. Less non-suspected terrorists going to seek in the country. Less gotaways. Less people on terrorist watch lists. This is about national security.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, run by Elon Musk, could target USDA agencies, including the Farm Service Agency, according to one GOP ag senator. It's not just USAID and the Department of Education that are on President Trump and Elon Musk's list of spending targets. Senate Ag Republican Chuck Grassley says USDA may also come under the government efficiency budget scalpel when asked about FSA offices.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if maybe they're targeted, because it isn't just DOGE that's done it. We've had the Obama administration and maybe Trump 45 tried to close some county offices.
Though not many.
And I think it wasn't very massive, but I think in Iowa we have two counties in southwest Iowa that have gone together. I'll have my staff check that out, but I think we've already had some of that in previous administrations.
Grassley says he's not calling for more FSA county office consolidations and can't say DOGE will do that. But Grassley says ways around should it happen could include doing paperwork online, something Grassley says his son does for their family farm. That's a look at today's Ag News. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that to me is the most interesting question here, the most interesting legal question with regard to the Flathead Warming Center and the city of Kalispell revoking their operating permits. Because we can all have our opinions about, okay, there's obviously they've had problems. Obviously, they've had challenges, right? And some organizations are better about dealing with those challenges. Some are not, right? But did if as David is saying here, the city could not point to anything in the permit that was violated by the warming center, well, then what can be their justification for removing the permit? So like what's happening or not, if they can't point to something that was violated in the permit, then how can they justify taking away that operating permit? And David, I know when you first took this case on, I was like, well, that's a very good question right there for that very reason. But I, to your point, though, this is something I've said before. We had a great message from, I think, a pastor in Kalispell early on in this Flathead Warming Center debate. And he made that very point. He said, look, Aaron, I will tell you, just like anybody else, there are a ton of problems right now, transients and crime and, you know, Adam Schiff being left on people's porches and all this stuff. He says, but I want improvements to be made, but I don't think the whole thing should be shut down because we still need these types of services. But he also made that point. He said, look, if our jails are full and if our prisons are full and if we're not putting criminals behind bars like so many in our law enforcement want to do, then how can we pin all that blame on these homeless shelters or these warming centers or whatever you want to call it? Because where else are these criminals going to go if we're not putting them behind bars? And to me, that's a very important point that needs to be made, especially as the legislature is in session right now. And we've got to fund an expansion of our prison, and jails are getting creative. City of Billings right now the city of Billings, for example, got creative. So remember, you'd always see all these roving bands of people in downtown. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, what happened to all the roving bands of people in downtown, transients? Well, a lot of them got shipped off to treatment centers several states away. So it's like, huh. So, okay, they found, and I think they maybe even used federal funding to ship some of these transients off to treatment centers. Okay, that's a creative way to take the pressure off of the homeless shelter, right? And so, So it's a great point that you're making.
I just want to say I heard you during the 6 o'clock hour saying that you were going to have me on during the 7 o'clock hour to really get things fired up. And then I want
Holyfield.
And then I would note I got so fired up during that last segment. I'm sitting here across the board from Aaron, and Aaron's like reaching up to like turn down the volume knob on my mic.
I'm like David, I've got another protein bar if you need some more protein. I'll get fired up. I drink too much coffee and then I get all fired up or we're having fun. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I better go have a protein bar because my blood sugar is starting to spike here. You know?
No, I mean, it's a super interesting case because. Look, the issue of whether or not you agree with homeless shelters and whether or not you agree with low barrier shelters, or if you think that if it's 20 degrees below outside and somebody's freezing to death, if you think that they should only be allowed to come inside to a warm place if they meet your requirements, that's fine. That's got nothing to do with the constitutional legal question about whether a city can revoke and take away your vested property rights, your constitutional rights, without following due process and without alleging you've done anything wrong. That's what's so amazing about it. And Aaron, you say, well, if the city has admitted that the warming center has not violated any provisions of not only their permit, but really of any law at all. And it's like, look, if there's somebody 3 blocks away from the warming center committing a crime, that's on the city. Why doesn't the police take a job? It's like that. You can't blame that. And then there's all sorts of issues that come up with this, but it's like,
need to have the public policy discussion about the problems, because especially when they're admitting that they've had problems that they're working to address. So you still have to have the public policy discussion about this. Right. Isn't about these people want to help the homeless and these people don't. No, everybody wants to help the homeless. The question is how best to do it. The Montana Rescue Mission does a good job. You know, they do the best they can, right? But then you had this left-wing church in Great Falls. Hey, anybody can camp out on our property. And then they've got drugs being dealt. They've got a woman dying on their front lawn. And they've got all sorts.
I agree with that.
So that's why you still have to be able to have this public policy discussion.
And I agree the public policy discussion is important. I just want to differentiate. The public policy discussion is totally and totally separate and apart from the constitutional rights and the property rights of you. For example, you bring up that church. You wouldn't suggest that if a church is a private church is allowing citizens of Montana residents to come onto church property if it's 20 below out. You would not suggest that the government can go in and shut that church down and shut them down, correct?
Well, right on. John asks a really good question here, you know, because he's been struggling with homelessness and being out of work in Bozeman. And so he raises a good question is, hey, why do these things have to close during the day? Maybe these warming centers should stay open during the day. And I don't know if the Flathead one is open during the day or closed during the day or not. So maybe that might alleviate some pressure. Hey, we got Jolene in Gallatin County on the phone lines. Let's go to her phone call right after this. And then more with the great David Noble in the house. Did your wife hear that? Did she hear me call you the great David Noble? I'll say it a few more times. 0970 is the number. If you got something you want to talk about, Jolene in Gallatin County, listening to 1450 KMMS. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind? Maybe we lost her. All right, we kind of went on for a while there. All right, well, Jolene, call back. I think we must have lost her. Going once, going. Now I got to bring out the gender neutral cattle auctioneer. Going once, going twice. Anyway, I will not be the gender-neutral cattle auctioneer. She is no longer on the phone lines, but Jolene, you can call back in because we'd love to hear from you. Apparently, she was wanted to tell us about House Bill 371, which is being introduced tomorrow, an act prohibiting the administration of gene-based vaccines into humans in the state of Montana. So this must be like a bill to protect from the mRNA vaccines, or so that's just my initial assumption after looking at the bill text there. So
that would be my assumption as well. I don't know that much about that one.
What are you seeing in the Montana legislature thus far that you like or that you don't like? I mean, obviously we're seeing the gender gymnastics. Not one Democrat could vote the right way yesterday to protect women. But that was kind of expected. But anything else that's been standing out to you watching from afar?
What I'd really like to see the legislature do is pass a law that says local governments can't shut you down just because they don't like you. And I find it very ironic that so many up there in the Flathead and so many here in Montana that were adamantly opposed to the COVID shutdowns and adamantly opposed to government shutting down our businesses due to COVID. But then, hey, if the government doesn't like your business because you help people that we don't want around, hey, we're totally cool with the government shutting you down. So maybe it'd be nice if the legislature could pass a law that says, hey, doesn't matter if it's a COVID thing. It doesn't matter if it's because you're sick of the problems associated with homelessness. Just because the government wants to shut a private business down, they can't do that. That'd be something. But no, to be
also on the same hand, it's like, it'd be nice if these things actually worked for us for a change instead of always for them. Yeah, a liberal federal judge in Missoula or Butte or wherever he's setting up shop today. Yeah, he might say, oh, no, how dare the city have permits for stuff like this and take away a permit here. But he's the same guy who will say, oh, I don't like coal, so I'm going to rule against coal. Or I don't like oil and gas, so I'm going to rule against oil and gas. So he will shut us down in a heartbeat. But then, this is so great now that good principled conservatives are also standing up for this, you know, operating permit. Because I think people do respect you, David, for taking a principled stand on this. And it reminds me so much of Kash Patel, who hopefully will soon be the FBI director. I mean, he served as a public defender. He's been a prosecutor. He's seen it from both sides of the fence. This is a guy who is truly committed to the rule of law and to defending the defenseless. A lot of those public defenders are a bunch of left-wing wackos that just want to help criminals get back out on the streets. True public defenders want to defend the defenseless. And so, I think people respect you.
Real quick, we had the Yellowstone County Republican meeting last night. Got an update from Dan McClain from the Convention of the States. Unfortunately, one of the bills failed. Some Yellowstone County Republicans actually voted against Convention of the States bills. We got to fix that.
Interesting. All right, stand by. All right,
this is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Let's get into the phone lines. We got the phone lines are filled up right now. We'll try to get to everybody, but also we want to hear more from David Noble since he so graciously freed up the hour for us here. Let me do a calendar recon. Yeah, I think the first half of the 8 o'clock hour we'll have some more open phones time as well. So if we don't get to you, we should be able to get to everybody, I think, here if we do a little bit of a lightning round. First up, let's go to Fred in the Flathead talking about the Flathead Warming Center. Well, let's hear from Fred in the Flathead. Fred, what's your thoughts? Did you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, I think David is, doing what a lot of lawyers do. They're arguing a principle, and that can be respected. And I think it's also slightly manipulative trying to argue that principle here in a conservative county where they know property rights will appeal to people. He's admitted he's working for a libertarian law firm, which they're the same kind of libertarian law firm that you could put up 100 tents in your yard and they'll argue that you're not violating any law. These warming shelters, they create a nuisance. What are people supposed to do? Oh, come down and talk to us. We'll give you the real information. No, they did what people do. They petitioned their government and said, we've got a problem. This shelter, timing of the shelter opened up right at the explosion of a lot of these problems in Kalispell that people are talking about. David's even playing on people's hearts. Oh, I care about homeless people. You know what, David? I work at a warming shelter. I volunteered at a warming shelter. I've seen what a scam it is and what these people do and how they manipulate the system. They show up and they plop. They use the place to just plop, deal drugs. You know what's next? There's going to be tents on the streets, and lawyers like David will be defending search and seizure laws because that tent is now their domicile, and you got to have a warrant to go in there. That's what's happening in Los Angeles.
Well, the other thing, we had somebody kind of in a similar vein. One of our messages that came in yesterday, somebody said, if I had if I was spewing out, waste from my property, my neighbors would have the right to complain, and I could be held accountable for that, even though I have private property rights. And he was saying that that's basically what the warming center has kind of turned into there. All right, let me sneak in. I want to get David's response to that. Fred, thanks for the call. Let's see. Let's sneak in Nancy and Roundup. Nancy, did you have a quick question or comment? I know you wanted to weigh in on the warming center as well.
Yes, you know, property rights. I think more common sense by these do-gooders. They need to exercise more common sense. It's we obviously, residents do not want these warming centers or homeless centers in their permanent residence. I mean, these people are paying taxes year-round. They live there for, my God, 10, 20 years and raising their families. But I want to know about the capacity. You know, if you go to any casino or restaurant or anywhere else or bar in these cities, there's always a capacity. How many people can these homeless shelters hold?
Probably is dependent on the specific building. And David, I think you said earlier that at least what you're telling us, the city could respond and tell us otherwise, of course, or what their perspective might be. But you're saying, well, they weren't in violation of anything within their actual permit. So I'm assuming that
the city admits that they admit that. And I think we're mixing issues again. Both those callers kind of mixing the issue of, okay, on one hand, public policy, should we have zoning laws that prohibit homeless shelters? That's okay, fine. That's a separate question than once a private property owner has obtained a vested property right in a permit and they've complied with all the laws and they've invested over $1 million in reliance on having that permit and in reliance on knowing that permit cannot be taken away if they've not violated any conditions or any ordinances. And then to just have some government official who's trying to cover for his own failure to control crime in his city to then say, oh, you're out of here, to try to scapegoat him. That's a separate question. And what I find very interesting about that first call is he used the word nuisance. And he said the warming center is creating a nuisance. Well, interestingly, nuisance is an actual legal term. And nuisance actually has a meaning in the law. And nuisance is an actual claim that can be asserted. And nuisance is an actual requirement under the zoning laws of Kalispell. And so if there was really any kind of a nuisance being created, well, then maybe the city of Kalispell ought to assert a nuisance claim and bring a nuisance claim and try to prove a nuisance. But you know what? Not a single neighbor of the warming center, not a single city council member, Not the city, not the county, not anybody has ever filed a legal claim for nuisance against the warming center. You know why? Because they'd lose.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, or maybe just members in the community didn't know that was it. They thought, hey, I'm showing up at city council meetings, I'm showing up at county commission meetings and talking about all these problems. Maybe they figured that was their nuisance complaint because, you know, we're just cavemen, not lawyers, so we don't know all these crazy lawyer games. But great.
The city had counsel involved, obviously.
The city's lawyer could have said, hey.
And if they had a legal basis to assert a nuisance, they would have done so. And if they had a legal basis to assert that the warming center had violated any law whatsoever or any permit condition or anything, they would have done so. But you know
but
what?
But if everything people have been talking about with regards to this warming center is not a nuisance, then what the hell is a nuisance?
Well, you just met, so actually, you know, so in, like, when I was in Kansas, I tried a case that was a nuisance claim against a cattle rendering plant because it smelled horrible.
Oh, okay.
So what you just said about, like, you know, some, yeah, if you go and you put a cattle rendering plant in right next to somebody's house, that's a nuisance because you're interfering. The smell from your cat is going to make it basically uninhabitable next door. That's not what's going on. What's going on in the city of Kalispell?
If you got poop on your front porch, you'd be having a smell,
right?
You wouldn't like.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the warming center, Aaron. There's been homeless. You really think that, oh, Kalispell's the only city with the homeless problem, and the only reason Kalispell's the only place with the homing is because of the one shelter that we've picked out, not the other two shelters in town, and homelessness is not an issue anywhere else. It's only an issue in Kalispell. Come on.
I think you're being a little too passionate defending your client here. I think there is a host of problems. I think and the cattle rendering facility is the perfect example of, like, oh yeah, you want to build a meat packing plant in Great Falls? Not in my backyard. They get the win because it's anti-agriculture with the liberal federal judges. But you don't want poop on your front porch? Liberal judge says, hey, yeah, this is not
Aaron,
a nuisance.
But
hey,
the warming center is not the one that pooped on the front porch. You know who is? A citizen of Kalispell that's subject to Kalispell city law. And why were the police allowing the citizen who's not the warming center pooping on somebody's porch? How is that the warming center's problem? There's homeless people everywhere. They commit crimes.
Do you
blame
believe
that on somebody else?
That places like Missoula have offered so many free handouts, so many subsidies,
of course.
Such an easy way of life for the transient population that if you build it, they will come and
of
you
course.
Will recruit a transient.
Of course.
That's the issue people are talking about, not just with Kalispell,
but
big picture.
That's a different issue than when the government can just shut you down without when you've done nothing wrong. So there's a question.
And that's why we're saying, I think you making the argument that the permit was taken away unlawfully. Okay, that's a good conversation. But then I think when you're passionately defending your client, I think you're over defending some of the obvious problems that they apparently are even acknowledging that they are having right now.
They're not having any problems, Aaron. They've recognized that homeless people cause problems everywhere. Kalispell's not the only place in the state where homeless people have pooped on somebody's porch. Okay, I can guarantee you, Kalispell is not the only place where homeless people have committed crimes in this state. It's just not. And to try to then say that, oh well, this is all due to this warming center and it's a nuisance. It's like now you're comparing human beings that are walking out of a warming center to the smells of a cattle rendering plant. I mean, that starts to look pretty bad.
All right, let's go to Buck in Bozeman.
No, I really went too far with that.
But Buck, what's your thoughts? Buck, thanks for the call. What do you got going on?
Hey, I appreciate the argument, and I do agree with
the... Uh-oh, your cell phone's breaking up. Give it a shot again. Yeah, your cell phone's breaking up there. You just cut out. I apologize, Buck. We probably left you on hold a little too long, and then you crossed a hill. Buck, message us on the Montana Talks app, and then I'll try to read your message over the air here. But anyway, thanks for calling in. Let's see. We got about a minute or so before the break here. Let's go to Public Service Commission President Brad Molnar on the line here. Commissioner Molnar, it sounds like you want to put out another reminder for a big meeting. And speaking of taking out the trash, big meeting in Big Timber tonight. Big meeting in Big Timber tonight.
Yeah, even Kalispell has problems. The trash hasn't been picked up in Big Timber and Sweetgrass County for about 6 weeks. And we're holding a informational meeting there, or I'm sorry, a listening session. The hauler, Republic Services, will be there. And the PSC cannot go forward on its own. We need actual complaints and something to work with. And the utility, the trash hauler, has the right to respond to those people. And it's tough to reach them because the newspaper comes out on Thursdays, and tonight's the meeting. So I'm using your show to reach your listeners there,
yeah,
which are actually quite a few.
We got a ton of great listeners in Big Timber, yeah.
Oh, when I was campaigning, they all said, "We heard you on the radio. You're great."
It's amazing how that works, huh? Yeah, and you could have spent $1,000 on Facebook ads and had like a handful of people see it, but you call into a radio show and boom, look at all the people. All right, so what's the location for that meeting? What time, location, 10 seconds to go.
Okay, it's at the library. It starts at 5:30. It goes till 7:30. Everybody will be given their opportunity to say what their experience has been.
Go complain about those nuisances tonight at the library. All right, back after
this. This episode is brought to you by Amazon Go. With more than 600 new items on shelves, Amazon Go makes it easy to handle whatever today has in store. Because where else can you drop off an Amazon return and pick up a freshly baked pizza for dinner? Or grab nitro cold brews for now, plus made-to-order sandwiches for later. Or find must-haves like milk and eggs alongside really wants like froyo and sushi. Stop by your newly renovated Amazon Go in Mill Creek and handle whatever today has in store.
Fox News commentary.
President Trump has sent a direct message to Iran, and he's not messing around. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It's the Will King Show.
Ideological goals like climate change, green initiatives, because attention and resources are a finite game, they are diverted. It is pulled away from the priorities that matter to citizens directly. When you pay your taxes, there are certain things that you have a right to expect. Police protection, emergency response. Anything given to misplaced priorities ends up something that can hurt citizens when they need their government.
Streaming live 12 p.m. Eastern weekdays on FoxNews.com and the Fox News YouTube channel.
You know, under the previous administration, Iran got too big for its britches. President Donald Trump has knocked them down several pegs this week. Not only has President Trump vowed to come down on Iran's nuclear program and global terrorism effort, he sent a clear message as to what would happen to them if they harmed Americans. When asked this week what President Trump would do should Iran ever attempt to assassinate him or any American leader, for that matter, he said Iran would face obliteration, noting nothing would be left. He also lamented the fact that his predecessor, Joe Biden, never issued the same warning to Iran, wondering if perhaps a lack of intelligence was the reason. Well, either way, our commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, has made it abundantly clear that should Iran mess around, well, they will most certainly find out. America will be kicked around no more. Not under this president, not ever again. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today, highs will stay in the upper 20s to around 30. For tonight, with mostly cloudy skies, some snow showers possible. Light snow then likely on Friday with a few inches of accumulation. Low temperatures for tonight staying around 10. On Friday with light snow, highs will range in the upper teens to low 20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving.
Offer code radio. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Buck and Bozeman sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. I appreciate that, Buck, because we wanted to hear from you, but your cell phone was broken up. This is from Buck. Current unemployment rate in Kalispell is 3.5%. Most of the homeless people are receiving subsistence checks and aid from the state. I truly believe that we need to limit the amount of funds that go to a county tied to the real unemployment rate. Also, we need to evaluate the unemployment rate based on subsistence checks, not people searching for a job. I understand David's point about a private business. However, the state and county's job is to protect its citizens, and an elevated homeless rate funded and sponsored by the state and federal government is almost guaranteed to make a safety concern for neighboring homes and businesses. I don't think the Warming Center... I don't think they get any taxpayer dollars, do they?
No, that's the thing. This is 100% private. It's a private property. It's a private organization. The one thing I wanted to clarify is, again, there's another sort of comment about the public policy issue of whether we should have homeless shelters or not. That's totally separate and distinct from what I'm talking about. And legally, there's a very important difference between whether you get the permit in the first place and then how it's taken away, if at all. And that's the distinction here. So if a city wanted to pass an ordinance that says homeless shelters are completely banned, or they wanted to pass a city ordinance that says we won't give out any permits to homeless shelters, you know, awesome, great. You know, I agree with everybody who's listening and who's calling in and saying they support the shutdown of the Warming Center, that, hey, if we wanted to pass a law that says no more homeless shelters, no more warming centers, they're banned here, that's fine. That's great. That's wonderful. That goes to the initial issuance of it. However, once a government tells a private property owner, hey, yeah, no, as long as you have this many parking spaces, as long as you build like this, as long as you follow the law, yep, you can operate your business here. And then that property owner, in reliance upon the government's promises to them, then goes and invests $1 million buying the property and building the property up. And now the government then wants to come in and try to take your permit away. Those are two different, legally, that's completely different situations. Yeah. One is you're just applying for the permit. The other one is you've invested $1 million in reliance upon a permit. You've done nothing wrong. And now the government's trying to take away your permit simply because they don't like the people coming out of your business.
David, this has been so much fun. I wish you could stick around for the 8 o'clock hour, but you got your suit and tie on today. So you got a busy day job ahead, as always. So that's why we greatly appreciate your time. A listener in Joliet says, I don't usually disagree with David, but I do today. That's the great thing about America. We can disagree Amen. And still respect each other. I would say that's the great thing about conservatives Amen. Is that we can disagree and still respect
and
each other.
I said the same thing to you during the break, Aaron. I was like, this is a lot of fun.
I'm
glad that we can argue
we
a little bit.
We should be having these types of debates and conversations.
Yeah, yeah. And conservatives can do it and not hate each other. That's what's great.
But I know I have like 8 different woke updates in front of me. Let me just pick one because this is hilarious. The star of the musical thriller, Emilia Perez, is being removed from the film's Oscar campaign. Wait till you hear why.
Carla Sofia Gascon, the first openly transgender Oscar nominee for Best Actress, is under fire for old controversial tweets attacking religions, especially Islam, and making offensive comments about George Floyd, claiming he was a drug addict swindler. In a CNN en Español interview, Gascon apologized for offending some, but made it clear she won't withdraw her nominations.
Right. This is a dude pretending to be a woman that was trying to get women's awards at the Oscars, but is getting canceled for not being woke enough. How hilarious is that?
Well, my question, I thought that was a get out of jail free card for Democrats. Is that no longer a get out of jail free card?
Well, see, John Jackson and I, three SHOT shows ago, we thought we came up with the brilliant idea based off of that congressman from New York, drag queen body armor. They can't take shots at you if you're a drag queen. Apparently not anymore. You can never be woke enough, folks. Doesn't matter. You can put all the lipstick on a dude you want. You still won't be woke enough.
Classic.
All right. Hey, great to see you, David. I appreciate that.
Thanks
that was
so
a ton
much
of fun.
For having me. Thanks so much for the listeners, the callers, the messages. Thanks so much for the polite and professional disagreement.
Now get the heck out of here. No, I'm joking. Good to see you. This is fun.
No, Aaron, I think there's too many conservatives walking out of your business. The liberal city council maybe shut you down.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I think the city council just got one vote better,
this
though.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
I once worked for an electric utility with a program that encouraged customers to get rid of their second refrigerators. The idea was a little complicated. Pay people to drop off their old refrigerators, it was thought, and the demand for electricity would fall as they were unplugged. That means fewer expensive electric plants were needed and kept the growth and rates in check. There's only one problem. The old refrigerators were replaced, not simply unplugged, by cooperating customers, and the impact on demand was minimal. Research finds the same thing for agricultural land use programs. Given the freedom to choose specific plots of land to set aside to lie fallow or to remain uncut for forest land, landowners choose plots that they weren't going to plow or cut anyway, essentially collecting payments to take actions they were already planning to do. The popularity of these kinds of options is less easy to understand, but their objectives are unfulfilled. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.